Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
As for the Jets...
Okay, let me just do this real fast. First of all, the Jets are terrible. We know this. But you have 13 penalties. You have the worst tackling team in the NFL. You field the punt at the two. You have zero quarterback sacks. You have zero quarterback pressures. You have three turnovers. You force none. And there is... And by the way, I did think the refs were... And I never lean on this. But they missed two late hits on Justin Fields. Tippmann had his helmet ripped off. They didn't see that. The Jets do deserve to be 0-4. Here's my bigger issue, okay? Now... I can no longer blindly, because that's how I did it during the summer, because he had never been a head coach before. I can no longer, nor will I, blindly say that Aaron Glenn is the guy. I'm not going to say that anymore. I don't know. What I know is that the Jets take the field every single week, and the Jets look awful. They look like they don't practice. The fundamentals are optional again. And I say this, and I just ask the question that every single Jet fan has to be asking themselves as well, unless you're just planet delusion. You think Aaron's going to just get it going like Parcells right away. How do the Jets look different? They don't. As a matter of fact, they look worse in certain regards here. I think their talent base is painfully weak at too many spots. Outside of Garrett Wilson, I barely even know a wide receiver's name. That's a problem. And the secondary, the safeties suck. All right, so... The Jets are going nowhere this year, and it's not even about like going on this unhinged rant or just leashing into whatever. I am, Sal, I'm going to be honest with you. I said this on the pod last night. If you guys want to check it out on Killable, Apple, Spotify, go do it. I don't know that they hired the right person. I don't know. How could anybody say with confidence that the Jets hired the right person?
See, this was my fear. Because you're now partaking in, and I understand your frustration. I get it. They've been awful. Like what? Fielding a fair catching a punt inside the...
At the two.
I mean, that's just... That is just... I actually can't watch it. Last night was painful. I was telling my wife, like, I'm sorry. I actually... Usually I look forward to watching games.
Yep.
That game was... Like, I'm not getting paid enough to watch that game, honestly, last night. That's how bad. So, to me now, the Jets are... They're irrelevant. However, that negative energy, while it's justified and understandable, is exactly the environment that is going to set up another head coach to fail. It is four games in to year one of a new regime. The one thing that I know with certainty is that Aaron Glenn has the right attitude and the right core principles and beliefs to get this thing turned around. I don't know if the media, fans, or organization will let him succeed. Because now, even in a year where, like, I was realistic. I've said it from the beginning. I'm going to say it again. I thought the Jets would lose last night. I am not judging them on wins and losses year one. I want to judge them on how they play. And through 4 weeks, it's been largely putrid, especially with those little things. The penalties, the airhead, boneheaded mistakes, the fumbles.
Those are big things.
I know. But it goes back to when everybody wanted Gibson cut, and then he does that, and now guys have been fumbling left and right.
Yeah, the guy that they bring in fumbles the opening kick.
Okay, and, right.
Third quarter.
Braylon Allen, one of the best. I mean, you could not have a better drive than the Jets had against Miami.
It's phenomenal.
Running the football, like, oh, man, it gives me goosebumps. That is something I dream about. Running the football down their throats. They know it's coming. They can't stop it. That is glorious watching that if that's your football team.
Yep.
And only the Jets can have a beautiful, glorious drive and fumble the bleeping football on a goal line.
Yeah, and not at the nine, not at the six, not at the three, at the goal line. Another instant touchdown.
So I acknowledge that.
And then Miami scores that it's a 14-point swing.
I acknowledge that it's bad, it's ugly, but... And I understand your frustration. You got to give Glenn some time.
Okay,
here.
But hold on. I agree. I'm not saying fire him today.
No, I know. But
all I'm saying is I'm no longer going to blindly say that I think that they nailed the hire because I don't know. Now, you...
I get it.
And what you know what you said, I know what you mean, but think about this, Sal. You're saying that you don't know if whether it's, you know, say we, right?
Yeah.
If we will let Aaron Glenn succeed. The onus is not on me to let him succeed. The onus is on him to prove to us that he's different. And it's even more so because he's told us repeatedly that they are different. We're not the, and I told him, I said it on the show, Aaron, stop saying that, dude.
Right.
Stop feeding into the same old Jets narrative. It's going to come back and we're going to, and people are going to, not mean it, people are going to throw it in your face. Stop that. When you embrace that so publicly, right? When that is one of your mantras and you look worse than the same old Jets, that's on him. That's not on me to contextualize what's going on. It's his problem.
No, I know, but the media...
He told us all year we're going to tackle during the summer. We're going to tackle. We're going to tackle. They can't tackle.
They got to get guys in there who will. I don't think it's a head coach issue. I think that this is a long... I'm not going to throw you out the cliches about coffee. I don't even drink coffee. I'm just saying that it's going to take time. Like, I think... I understand the frustration. I understand the short fuse. I get all that. It hasn't worked in the past. How many head coaches before Aaron Glenn have come here and been tossed aside almost immediately?
Every one of them deserved and it, though. It's not like we did it prematurely. Did anybody hire Adam Gase? Anybody hire Adam Sala?
How's Todd Bowles look?
Todd Bowles is the one guy who's done very well. But he had more than two years, right? Todd was what, three, four?
Eric Mangini they gave up on.
Yeah. Like, and nobody's hired Mangini in the 20 years that he's been gone.
Well, I mean, the Browns hired him, but then that was a bad situation. No, I get it. I'm just saying that this is what makes this market so difficult. This is why I said that I would have hired an experienced head coach because that would have then eliminated this. Like, you or me couldn't question the merits of Pete Carroll. You could say that, all right, maybe the game has passed them by, but you can't say, I don't know if he's the guy. You know what Pete Carroll could do because he's won national championships, Super Bowls. Like, Pete Carroll is a great head coach. So if you hire a head, and it's not just him, anybody, you can that has that type of
resume. I know what you're saying. Like, Harbaugh with the Chargers,
yeah,
sure.
You eliminate.
Yes, you do. The noise.
Bingo.
I know.
And that would be a big first step in trying to build success. So I understand the noise. I would not be questioning Glenn. Look, it's bad. It's ugly. It's four games. You got to give him some time here.
I'm going to. But see, there's a fine line questioning and then declaring that he's the wrong choice.
Right, I got you.
And I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not saying they absolutely whiffed on that. Matter of fact, I'm nowhere near that. But I'm saying that he has not done what I really fully expected him to do and to change kind of quick. And if the Jets were 1-3 and the penalties were down, they haven't forced a fumble. They can't tackle.
Their defense is putrid.
Dude, it stinks. And Steve Wilks, that was a bad hire by Aaron Glenn. That one's on AG.
Steve Wilks stinks. He's going to get fired.
Like, yeah.
It's so bad that he is going to get fired.
Well, good. I would fire him today. It's terrible.
I know, but is that the right? Again, you could say that it's a bad hire. It's four games in. And they're like Sauce. Who paid Sauce Gardner?
That's Smoochie. Okay. That's Woody. That's AG.
Okay.
But
that's already strike one to me. Like, I could have told you not to pay it. Matter of fact, I did tell you. I told you it was a bust a year ago. I was actually stunned when they locked up Sauce Gardner. I couldn't believe it. I figured, all right, new regime, light a fire under Sauce's ass.
What about Garrett? You weren't surprised with Garrett, though,
no,
right?
Not okay as
surprised.
That.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's unbelievable.
Garrett Wilson.
He's special.
He is one of the, like, he's supremely talented.
He's special.
He's got ways to go to becoming a complete great receiver.
It would help if he had a wide receiver opposite him or a quarterback who could actually throw.
I mean, I know not coming back to the ball last week bothered me a little bit.
Against
those,
the Bucks,
those are little things. But his skill level
he's unbelievable.
Is off the chart.
He is.
He makes catches that even great receivers can't.
Yes, I agree with that. He's a stud.
I like his attitude. I like the way he's handled himself here. So I was okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Okay with that. I'm just saying that it's like it's 4 weeks in a year one. Obviously, this stuff is unacceptable. I thought Becht, when he was on with us preseason, saying that these things can be corrected right away.
He did say that.
I disagree with that. And I was like, good, well, then let's see it. Obviously, we haven't seen that. I still believe Aaron Glenn is an excellent coach. Obviously, his team has played putrid, inexplicably bad football. You got to at least see it through a little bit before we make decisions. I'm not saying you're making
decisions. No, I got you. But to me, you have to at least modify the way you present that. To say that he's an excellent coach is very different than saying he could be.
Right.
And
correct,
that's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
Well, he could be an excellent coach. Because he's certainly not an excellent coach now. They're terrible.
Well, there is
they're the worst team in football with the Saints.
But there's a difference between being an excellent head coach that has a team that's winning.
Yeah.
Like, I believe he's got all the proper characteristics to lead men.
So do I.
And
so do I.
He's worked his way up. So he's not just out of the broadcast booth or off the sideline. He's worked his ass off as a coach.
Yep.
His mentality is one that I believe in. I believe he knows how to build. Well, I shouldn't say that. I believe he knows what it takes to be successful. Now, building it and having other players follow you and actually do it is that's the biggest step.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And that can take a lot of time. But the part of the job that he, and nobody else maybe either, can overcome is the noise, the media, the fans. Then the owner gets impatient, and here we go. It is a vicious cycle that is chewed up. Excellent, whether it's coordinators, guys with potential. Look at Robert Saleh, a guy who's going out there talking about literally wanting to, rip somebody's heart out and say, I'll kill you, to a head coach. He shriveled up and had zero balls when he was here.
He was fake.
So how does that happen? Because he either feels he can't be himself because the pressure of New York, the media, the fans, the owner gets to him. Like, it's chewed up and spit out guys before. And I'm afraid that that's going to happen again to Aaron Glenn, who I know at his core, I truly believe, if given the proper time and building the roster is built the right way, can become a successful head coach.
Unlike Saleh and Gase, who was just, it was a clown show. No matter what happens, like, even if it got to the absolute worst part of the equation here, which I hope it doesn't. I don't even necessarily think that it will, but I have no doubt Aaron Glenn's going to keep fighting. Like, Saleh just packed up shop. He basically quit, and he laid down, and he gave us the pleasantries and the platitudes, and he was soft up there, and the team walked all over him. They had no respect for him. They could tell us whatever they want. They didn't play hard. They played with no integrity. Rodgers did. Nobody respected him, all right? I think Glenn's the opposite. I think Aaron Glenn, he's got the components like you do. I agree. But he's made his life a little more difficult by the presentation early. And I do think that if he... Listen, we all know the Jets suck.
Yeah.
We all know what he inherited. There's a reason why the Jets had the longest North American team playoff drought. Because everybody before that was awful. GMs, coaches, players. This is a Herculean task. We're not dumb. But when you say you're not the same old Jets and you look worse than a lot of those same old Jet teams, Sal... It worries me.
Steven is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Steven?
Stevie.
What's up? JETS, just endure the suffering. But, you know, same old, same old. But I have a question. If you were the owner of the Jets looking at the division right now, you have the Bills, who are arguably probably the best team in the league, you know, and then you have the Patriots, who are going to be back with Vrabel. They're going to be a relevant team again.
Yep.
And the Dolphins are going to fire their head coach. If the Jets continue to play and lose the way they are, do you fire Glenn and get Gruden before he goes to the Dolphins and makes your division a living hell?
No, I would not.
I'm not saying they should, but what are your thoughts on that?
I don't think that Woody would either, and thanks for the call. No, first of all, I mean you got to be a special kind of bad to be whacked after 1 year. And that's not going to happen. And
I like Wilkes. He was.
Well, Wilkes and
I know there was different circumstances.
Yeah, that fits. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's probably going to be one and done here, hopefully. But somebody like Aaron, who's got certainly more equity in the franchise, there's no way they're going to do him that dirty. And they shouldn't. And I'm not presenting that at all. All I'm saying is what I thought that he would address immediately, because he told us he would, it's been the opposite.
You know, they played one of the games against Buffalo, who they're just not on anywhere near the same level with.
Agreed. That's the game that bothered me the least.
One of the games with the backup quarterback. Now, I'm not trying to give out moral victories, but they should have won week one.
But they didn't.
And also offensively, like, at least, I hate to say it because it does sound like moral victories. I'm just talking about year one, rookie head coach, trying to piece this thing together. The GM clearly hasn't had the chance to put his full imprint on this team. Like, this is such a gutting of, you know, trying to build this foundation for a year one with a rookie head coach. Okay, 0-4 is 0-4. However, it's still at least they move the football a little bit. Like, there are some things you could say, well, they have some potential, and they have shown some fight where in years past, the Gase years specifically, like, they were a dead team walking that gave no fight.
They won seven games one of the two years, Gase. I think it was 7-9.
I understand that, but it can't just be about the results. Like, that team was god-awful.
I'm with you on that.
Like,
yeah.
So, I don't think it's as bad as it seems at 0-4, even with the idiocy that is displayed out there every Sunday, or in this case, Monday night. Fumbling the football, the stupid penalties, fielding the ball on the 2-yard line.
I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed there, and I really have a strong feeling about that. So that's going, I would think, bring some results at some point here. But the fact of the matter is, and you know, as much as I was happy when they brought in Glenn Vrabel, as you know, was always my first choice. And as the last caller said, look at the Patriots all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Watch how fast they figure it out.
Because they got a head coach that knows who's doing
it. And they've got a better franchise than the Jets, top to bottom. And the Bills are the class of the league. And the Dolphins are a doormat like us. And their coach is a dope, and their quarterback is average. And here's the thing, too. This is what drove me nuts last night. We watched Darren Waller as a Giant. I don't know what the hell happened here. Darren Waller last night, he looked like a 25-year-old superstar all-pro tight end.
I know. I already put in
I
already put in a waiver claim for my fantasy team.
Did you really?
Alex, I need a tight end. Alex is calling from East Quag about his Yankees. What's up, Alex?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Make a couple of points here. I have no problem with Caballero and Rosario going in today. That affects the Rice situation. Caballero and Rosario, you take out two of your better defenders in McMahon and Jazz. McMahon wouldn't sniff the baseball against Crochet. But the problem there is, you know, Boston had the sixth most stolen bases in the majors this year. So if you're already taking out McMahon and Jazz, you're compromising the defense. But again, I'm for it tonight to get the hitting in against Crochet. You kind of have to have Wells in for protection against the stolen base. Better defensive. As much as I want to see Rice in there, and I do, I don't have a place for him tonight because in this particular case, in this game against Grisham, you have to have Wells in there. And I have no problem dropping Grisham down because he's a 245 hitter. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, as many home runs as he hits, he's a 245 hitter. You have to have him in there, but I don't mind dropping him down.
Right. Understood, Alex, but the problem is that the Yankees' best lineup, unequivocally, is with Grisham, Rice, Judge at the top of the order.
I'm not an analytics guy. I'm the last guy to go analytics. I'm just saying, in this game one, against the toughest lefty out there, barring Scrubel, as you said, you have to make these adjustments tonight. That's why you picked up these extra pieces. The Rice problem is the main sticking point for me because I want him in there. However, against a running team like this, I can see why with the defense already compromised to get the offense in, you got to have your better defensive catcher in there.
Well, Alex, think about that. And Alex, thanks for the call. Think about this too. Like, and I think you make some really good points. I'm more with you than not. We could very easily be having the conversation in anticipation of this game, saying, man, I wish the Yankees had a little bit of a better bench that at least you could provide some options to counterbalance what we anticipate being very hard, very nasty stuff from Crochet against lefties. So we can certainly debate, and I see the merit both ways, like the Jazz stuff and, you know, dropping Grisham, which I'm okay with, and McMahon, who's a vacuum at third, not playing Ben Rice. But imagine having no options. So to me, options are always better than not. And now the options that you put in, they got to do their job.
Yeah, and look, we should specify here, it's only a projected lineup so far. Now, it's Jack Curry, who's usually right on the money with this stuff, but it is a projected lineup that Jack Curry tweeted out yesterday ahead of Game 1. We'll get the official lineup at some point, we would imagine, this afternoon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.